Hey, it's Dave. So we've got some big news coming out of Tesla's Giga Berlin factory. A German publication put out a story today saying Elon Musk wants to celebrate Tesla launch with Chancellor. So this is some quotes from the actual story. I'll link to the story in the video description. The company boss, or Elon Musk, wants to personally hand over the first Teslas made in Germany to customers. Chancellor Olaf Scholz is to come to the opening ceremony. It's been firmly scheduled, the appointment. However, in view of the world situation, his participation is not certain, it was said on Thursday. And then it says, until the start, all conditions should be removed by the authorities. After a long dispute, the Water Association, WSE, assured the supply of the plant. Next, Tesla has invited 500 guests to the celebration on Tuesday, March 22nd at 3 p.m. And also on the guest list, Minister of Economic Affairs, Robert Habeck, Minister of Transport, Volker Wissing, and the Brandenburg's government. Also, in front of the factory gate, the Citizens Initiative Grünheit wants to demonstrate with three environmental groups. Their motto is, save our drinking water, don't buy a Tesla. And finally, the security precautions have also been increased because of Germans' Putin fans. The reason? Musk is committed to Ukraine and has challenged Russia's dictator to a duel. All right, so what's going on here in the bigger picture? First, Tesla will be able to massively scale their operations in Europe. Currently, Tesla faces a 10% import tariff on cars imported into Europe. And then you add logistic costs of shipping cars to Europe, and you've got a situation where Tesla cars were just significantly more expensive than they ought to have been. But with Tesla's new European factory, all of that is slated to change. By building domestically in Europe, Tesla can avoid the 10% import tariff and also save big on shipping costs. This will drastically lower the cost of the vehicle to consumers and will significantly increase their total addressable market. Up until this point, Tesla has been holding back on their expansion plans in Europe until they can get domestic production up and running. And now is the moment. They finally have gotten approval and the factory is making cars. Their first 30 cars will be delivered in just a few days. And then the onslaught will start. Tesla will move very aggressively in expanding throughout Europe. And I think this is going to surprise many people. Tesla will need some time to ramp the factory, but once it does, the Model Y will start to dominate its market segment in many countries in Europe. And then Tesla has several other things going for it too. Since Giga Berlin is their next generation factory, Tesla will be able to lower their cost of production. It's likely they've innovated on hundreds of processes and they continue their radical focus on manufacturing efficiencies. They'll eventually include a structural battery pack, single front and rear piece castings, and probably by the end of the year, they'll start making 4680 battery cells in Germany as well. With each new improvement, this allows Tesla to lower their costs and it gives Tesla the flexibility where they can lower their prices if they need to expand demand further. Also, Tesla, I think, has a big market for the Model 3 in Europe too, and that could be in future expansion plans for Giga Berlin or maybe even another European factory. But all in all, what this means for Tesla is that they're entering a new chapter of their growth in Europe. Prior to March 22nd, they've been at an import tariff and a logistics disadvantage. But post March 22nd, 2022, everything changes. March 22, this is Tesla's official new launch in Europe, and it's a big win for moving the world towards sustainable energy. Congratulations, Tesla. You guys deserve it. All right. Hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee and investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.